Erica, suspiciously. Why are you so interested in what happens to my play? You didn't even try out. Jesse, I don't want to be an actor. Erica, oh, I know. You want to write plays. Jesse, are you always so suspicious? Erica, you want to be a director. Jesse, yes. My family moves a lot because of my dad's job. Everywhere we go, my parents join a community theater group. My mom acts, and my dad helps design and build the sets. Erica, so you've got theater experience. Jesse, yes. My parents always take my sister and me with them to rehearsals. Erica, and you think my play is pretty good? Jesse, it could use a little work in places, but I think it's a good play. Erica, okay then, what's your plan? Scene 2. It is the next day, inside the school auditorium. Joel jumps around the stage as he reads his lines. Coach Linus listens to music on headphones. Joel, this forest isn't big enough for both of us, old Teddy. Casey runs on stage. Casey, the school paper printed the article I wrote about the play. Joel, hey, you can't be on the stage with me. Casey, look, it says right here how charismatic you are, Joel. Erica and Jesse enter the auditorium. Jesse carries a video camera. Joel, Coach, Casey wrote an article about me and the play. Coach Linus, Casey, I don't remember being interviewed by you. I also don't remember you taking a picture of me. An article should always have photographs.